Yigal Karmon, president and founder of the Middle East Research Institute and a former advisor on Arab affairs to two prime ministers, says that Iran pre-coordinated its attack against Israel with the United States so that no one would be hurt and war with Israel would be avoided. He told reporter Arye O'Sullivan that the strike damaged Israel's deterrence.
Was this attack by Iran pre-coordinated?
Well, you know, the pre-coordination is a general word, and I have to explain it. We're not talking here about any conspiracy. Mm-hmm. We are talking about the fact that there were exchanges in the recent weeks, since April 1st, when Zahedi, who by Iran's own testimony was the mastermind of the Gaza war, when after he died, began exchanges between the United States and Iran through Oman. And the exchanges were about the kind of reaction to what Israel did in executing him. Now, the Iranians wanted to do something to retrieve their deterrence or honor or whatever.
Right.
And it was clear that they want to do something, and I guess that the United States tried to limit it in some way. Now, the interesting thing is this. It was a repetition of a typical repetition of a story that happened 4 years ago after the killing of Soleimani, the Quds Force commander.
Right.
Also, in January of 2020, they wanted to do something in reaction, and the United States allowed them, as unfathomable that it may sound. The United States allowed them to attack an American base in Ain al-Assad. Of course, conditioning that no one will be hurt, and you can have control of it. What happened? The base commanders got a message in advance. It was delivered to them through the Iraqis. It was delivered to them through channels. And they prepared for it. And there are the commanders of the Colonel Stacy Coleman and another officer, Wesley Flores, and they talked about the pre-coordination. They knew it's coming. They prepared for it. They evacuated part of the people. Even President Trump told the story, and we quoted him, how he realized that they want to do it, and basically America allowed it.
Okay.
It's inconceivable, but yes, it happened. It's all said. And they shot 15... Trump says 16 missiles. Trump says, they told us, don't hit us. We are going to do that without hitting you.
Okay.
It will be out of the perimeter. And it happened, and not one drop of blood was spilled.
And you think the same thing repeated itself this time?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And of course, I don't want to underestimate in any way the formidable work of the American Air Force, Israel's Air Force, the British Air Force, the Jordanian, all of them did a great job, but they had pre-knowledge of where and when and how and what kind of... They declared it, apart from the messages through Oman, they said it on media and the media. And it's not very, but relatively easy to focus your efforts at defending when you know all these details. And indeed, 300 drones, missiles, cruise, and ballistic and all were shot at Israel, and not, as I say, not a tail of a cat was hurt. Now, this is not to undermine the work of those who defended it, of course, but it's easier, it's doable when you know enough of what's coming.
Well,
and also the type of, you know, all these drones that fly 8 hours, my God, 8 hours on the way, And then even the cruise missiles, I was joking with friends that when the cruise missiles that take 12 minutes, 13 minutes from Tehran to Tel Aviv, apparently stopped on the way for refreshment. They never came. It took them time. And Eilat, every Israeli knows Eilat. Drones were spotted over Aqaba on their way to Eilat. Mm. Come on, this is the same neighborhood. It takes 2 minutes. What is it on their way to Eilat? Wow. They never blew up in Eilat. Nothing like that happened.
Welcome to the Middle East. That's how things work, right?
Well, but we are talking about America to allow them to attack your own base. I mean, and Israel was not part of this.
Israel was not part of the coordination, as far as you can tell.
But it could. But it got. I'm sure also Jordan was not part of it. Maybe not even Britain. But they all got the information from America, and this information was very helpful. But what happened here? Indeed, I said to friends at night when I realized that this was happening, I said, we will get a demand from America not to react. Mm-hmm. Because no one was injured. No one was hurt. Why react? President Biden said, we defended you. Don't drag us into a war now. We have done our job and no one was hurt. Indeed, no one was hurt, but our deterrence was hurt. This was done over our head, mm-hmm. behind our back, defending us. That's the game of Ain al-Assad. No one was hurt. I mean, there was a shock, but not one drop of blood. But the deterrence were hurt. So next time, there won't be such a thing. The worst of all, Arya, is that people will think that this is all that Iran can do. And that is a dangerous, very dangerous assumption. No, they can do so much more. This was done in pre-coordination. Right. They can do more.
Well, one question. I mean, you say that Israel's deterrence was sold out to save Iran's deterrence. I mean, Iran has built itself deterrence now, hasn't it?
Of course. That's the tragedy. No one was hurt in Israel, but our deterrence, which seems to be a concept more than a living soul. No living soul was... By the way, there was a living soul, mm-hmm. a girl, Bedouin, an Israeli girl, but it was not from an attack missile, it was from a defense.
An interceptor hit her, shrapnel.
Interceptor, yes, and not from that. So this deterrence is very meaningful, very serious thing. And what we have to make sure that we don't think that this is all they can do and it's manageable.
Do you think you have your hand on the pulse of what's going on in the Middle East, the former intelligence officer and memory head? Do you think Israel should respond? Is here an image here that has to be protected?
It's not an image. Deterrence is a very meaningful element in a conflict. Of course we should. We have to retrieve our deterrence. We cannot leave it like that. And at some point now the Americans are demanding not to drag them into... They demanded it even before everything happened. General Kurila, the commander of CENTCOM, came mm-hmm. before mm-hmm. and said, coordinate with us everything, namely don't do before anything began. All the information came from America. It's coming in 24 hours, 48 hours. All was from America. They had the no knowledge about what's coming. And it is great that no one was hurt. It's fantastic. 99% of success. You know, this is from the movies, 99%. But deterrence has to be retrieved. You know, without this pre-coordination, I don't think that the Iranians would dare to do it.
Really?
I don't think so.
Do you think that the opposite could happen, that if Israel does have a retaliatory strike, it would be coordinated as well?
With Israel?
With Iran. Just so...
No, Israel to the... No.
Both countries can climb down from the tree.
No. They want to finish us off, and then that's not something to work on. Just the terms. But I want to say about that, had there not been pre-coordination, I don't think that Iran would have done it, because Iran doesn't want war. Mm-hmm. That's why they did everything to avoid war.
Interesting.
They are afraid of us, and for very good reasons. They should worry about our reaction, and for good reason, and serious reasons. They have to worry of us. And this is, by the way, a direct attack is not their way. Their way is through proxies.
Right.
The brazen attack is out of their strategy because they were able to pre-coordinate it.
Igor Carmon, president and founder of MEMRI, the Middle East Media Research Institute, and a retired colonel in IDF intelligence.